It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Hi, Jer Bear.
Everything good? Everything? Yeah. Everybody happy?
Yeah, man. Friday Junior, baby. Let's go.
Look at that. I see Katie got a trapper keeper type thing over there.
Yes, I did.
Welcome to the club.
I am so excited about this, too.
Like, is that a mead?
It's a five-star.
Five-star. Yes. Taking it back.
I know. It's so funny because I came in and I told you, I'm like, I got a trapper keeper. And you're like, yay. We were like, yay. Then I told Josh, I'm like, Josh, I got a trapper keeper.
Like, nerd.
I know. He's like, Jeremy's probably going to be a lot more excited
nerd.
For you.
I am.
Like,
yeah. So we'll have to take a picture later.
Yeah.
Were you locked in a trapper keeper as a young child? Is that what happened?
We had to have those in elementary school and middle school and just the stupid projects and stuff that we had to put in there. It was dumb.
You shoved in lockers with trapper keepers in there?
No, I was a cool kid, so
you
no.
Got some trapper trauma?
So I have the original with the plastic on the outside when they re-released them here a couple years ago. See this one? This is original.
Oh,
this
that
is OG.
That is the original. Oh,
it says
I'm
trapper
so
keeper down the side.
Yes.
I ended up buying two of them because I've got one for work. And then I've got one for home for like
memories.
None for like bills and stuff.
Yeah.
And yeah, financial stuff.
They're great to keep your life in order. That's
They're
why I got
so
it.
They're so great.
That's
you
why
guys
I got
are nerds.
It. And it's funny, like, I needed a folder or something for the show. I've been meaning to go grab one, and my life has just been crazy. So yesterday I was at Target and I finally remembered I need something of that sort. And I went to the Trapper Keepers. This puppy was $24.99 on sale for $7.99. And
what?
I was like, you gotta be kidding me. So I grabbed this one and another one.
As
I'm
you
like,
should.
How do you pass up that price?
You can't. You should have bought me one, too.
I know, exactly.
If I'd only known.
That's what I was kind of thinking. And so it's funny because I got up to the front and I went to the self-checkout. And here's another story about, like, I had another adventure at the self-checkout because there was, like, four of us at the registers and every single one of us was having issues. Like, the lady next to me couldn't get anything to scan, and the person next to her was just having a day. And so the guy who was the attendant was trying to help all of us, right? And he was just running back and forth. And then this rang up as $24.99.
You're
both
like,
of
whoa,
them,
whoa, whoa, whoa.
I was like, homie, I need some help right now because this was not $24.99. And he's like, let me go check. So in the middle of him having to help this whole area of people, he runs off. And then everyone looks at me like I just did something to our guy. They're like, you made him run off. I was like, he's just checking a price. It's just going to, and it was right
and like,
down.
Nerd with the trapper keeper.
They're all staring at me. And I was like, oh my gosh, the self-checkout is like my nightmare this week. But anyway, he finally came
back. They
were
staring at you with jealous eyes.
I'm
probably.
Sure they were,
like,
but
whoa,
he had to
no
go
idea.
Back. And funny enough, the one trapper keeper I got was not on sale, but this one was. Mm. He said, this is only $7.99. And he's like, it's rang up as $24.99.
Unbelievable.
Like, you can understand why I made you run and check it, you know?
What a day you had.
Oh,
I got to tell you.
Target's
what an experience.
Target is always an adventure for me. Like, I'm like, how are we going to come in and out of this place?
I don't know how
like,
you made it in today with this experience.
What kind of stories are we going to have tomorrow?
Boy, oh, I feel for you, Katie Cat. That is...
So wait, did you not get the other one then?
I didn't because it rang
it
up.
$24.99.
I'm not paying that for a trapper
screw
keeper.
That mess.
But yeah, no. So I did get this one.
I do have to ask you a quick question in a minute. Yesterday, kind of lame for me. I spent another 5 hours doing production work. I will give you guys a little tease. Come Saturday, this radio station is going to sound pretty rad.
It's going to sound
really good. Big Rob's been
awesome.
Pouring some work into some stuff behind the scenes. DJ Markey has, and I'm revamping all the morning show stuff. And you are going to like what this station sounds like. Come Monday morning when you roll in with your drive-in. Come Saturday morning if you're out running errands. But we've got some fun surprises. It's going to sound really, really neat. So I was working on that yesterday. My back's hurting from, like, hunched over laptop the past 2 days doing production work. Ugh. And then we had to sit on an HOA meeting last night, which is like the cherry on top to a long day on a computer. Where we had to listen to them fight about a gate issue in one neighbor's backyard for like 45 minutes. And I'm like, oh, my God.
45 minutes?
Oh, my God. It was probably 10. I'm exaggerating. But it's like an issue with a gate. You know, it's like, this is what I want to do with my evening. Anyway, so I did that yesterday. But I do want to ask you, Katie, because you're getting ready to move. You're moving this weekend?
Yeah, all weekend.
Are you done? Are you packed? Are you ready to rock?
I essentially have been living out of boxes and stuff for the last 9 months. I haven't really unpacked from the last time I moved because it was very... last minute. So it was kind of impromptu, my last move. And so I was like, that's not happening to me again. I am ready for it. So I didn't have a lot of packing to do. So I feel like I'm ready. But, you know, there's the last bit of incidentals like toiletries and things I don't want to pack up
Your
until
underpants.
The last minute. Exactly. Those are important to keep out. So
she's like, haven't been wearing them for a week and
exactly.
a half.
Exactly. yeah. Just freeing over here.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, I do have a TV. I'm trying to find some cords for you.
Yeah, you said you have a TV for me,
yeah,
so
it's
I'm
missing
expecting
the
that.
Power cord, so I got to try to find it. Because that's kind of a D move if I hand you a TV with no,
power
cord. And the remote's missing, too. But you know what? It's free.
Try not to do that. Try not to give me a TV without a power
no,
cord.
No, I'm
going to
find it.
Find
I've got one of those boxes of just miscellaneous cords, and I think it's in there. But the problem is there's 4,000 cords in there, and they're all intertwined and tangled. So that'll probably be my afternoon. Thank you very much. And then, do you need a table?
I kind of need a table. I mean,
do you really?
I do, actually. Yeah, I kind of need everything, honestly. I mean,
you've been rooming with some people for a
while. I have.
So you're like a teenage girl moving out for the first time.
And I got rid of all my stuff last time. So it was just like, I'm kind of starting over a little bit.
I want you to right now, I think she's probably listening. She's up. Ask Nick Nack if you can have the table in our basement.
Okay. Hey, Nick Nack. Can I please have the table in your basement?
This table pisses me off.
Does
like
it?
Nothing Why? Else in the house.
I'll totally
pisses
take it.
Me off. It is a nice, round, light oak table. Probably has 5 chairs. We went out at one point and bought a few more chairs for it. I don't know what the number is. Maybe it has 8 chairs. I don't know. It has just taken up space in the basement for 15-plus years.
Oh, my gosh.
Because it's disassembled and everything. I took the top off, and it's just stacked up.
Yeah.
Because we don't use it. We use it one time a year when I have to haul it all upstairs, set up this table for, like, Christmas dinner.
Okay.
When we have extra people over,
mm-hmm.
and we need an extra table. So that's one time of year, and it's usually just, like, the table and 4 chairs, and it becomes, like, the kids' table.
Uh-huh.
This last year, I just brought up a card table with 4 fold-out chairs.
Way easier.
Which is what you should
Way
do.
Easier.
Which is exactly what you should do. And Nicole was poo-pooing it the entire time. I want it to look nice. I want a table setting. I'm like, put the card table up, throw a tablecloth over it. You would never have known that this gigantic oak table was not set up in our living room.
If you put the tablecloth over it, you would never know.
This has been the biggest bone of contention at our house for years that I want it gone and she wants to keep it for no reason at all.
This is me helping you then. Let me help you. Let me get this out of your
Ask
life.
Ask her again really nice.
Hey, Nick Nack. Can I please have the table? I really need a new
Honey,
table.
Honey, Katie really needs
exactly.
a table.
Exactly. Let me help. Let me help the
it's
marriage.
In great
Let me help
shape.
The marriage.
This could end the marriage. It really could. You Let don't me- even know. Katie, I'm not. You don't even know how much we fight about this table.
Let me get it off your hands.
We've
got to
get it out of the
it.
House. It could end us. It really could.
Let me save the marriage.
End us.
Captain Katie saves the
day. I will throw it all in the back of my truck. I will bring it to your place.
Oh, now you're going to help me move?
I will bring it. Yeah. I mean, I've
He'll
got the truck. I will bring it to your place.
TV all and right. a table. There you go.
Deal.
Are you, you're doing an apartment?
Yeah.
What level are you
I'm
on?
I'm on the 3rd floor.
Of
so I'm
course you are.
No elevator, buddy.
Of course
no
you
elevator.
Are.
I know. It's going to be a bear moving into
this Is this a heavy
place,
table?
But I'm going to love
it's
it.
It's solid oak, big table.
Oh,
yeah.
Solid oak.
I'm so excited.
Listen, I'll bring it by and drop it at ground level.
The sidewalk.
I'll bring it that far.
And then
That's
you get it
nice
up the 3
you.
Flights of stairs.
All right.
No, but honestly, if we can talk Nicole into getting rid of this will be, oh, you don't even know.
This will be a great day for
I
you,
will,
huh?
I will renew my vows. I will. We got to get it
I'm
out of the
so
house.
I'm so happy to help.
Thank
That's
you.
That's funny.
All right. I'll keep you updated.
Okay.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.